Al Harris, Atari Bigby, James Stark. I thought they was, you know, I'll just go through them individually. I thought Al, I had a chance to watch him. He took some team reps and so forth. I really want to see the film, and same with Atari. So we worked Al and Atari into the practice, but we're just going to talk about them each evening as a staff and see where they are and, you know, see how they feel tomorrow. You know, Starks is in a different category. So we put him through a bunch of individual drills and just really kind of starting from the beginning with him. But I thought they did okay today.
Is that because of the youth and or his injury status?
I mean, his last game was at the University of Buffalo. I mean, I think you have to be in tune with the fact that he, you know, did not go through any training camp, and you just really have to start from step one. I mean, we don't want to go backwards and have a step back physically. So, and we're also on an in-season schedule. So, I mean, as far as the, you know, practice time with the particular team, I mean, there's really only so much you can do.
Like Allen and Atari, just because of the way Shields and Pepper have played, is there any of those guys back or Shields and Atari?
We'll let the practice time and we'll let the week or weeks answer those questions. We're gonna just take our time. It's good to look out there and see a number of bodies at a particular position. So it's good to have those guys back in the mix, but we're going to take it day by day.
Thanks for asking. Has Shields and Pepper played well enough where, you know, you're comfortable with those guys?
I don't think of it that way. I mean, it's two players that have played at a high level here in the past. Until they get over a physical hurdle, then we'll start talking about, you know, evaluating them on, you know, where they fit into the mix. But it was great to have those guys out there today.
And Mike, just for clarification, so you're going to review every night when you look at the film, but it's at least a possibility that you could have them on Sunday.
You could ask me 20 different ways, okay? I'm going to give you the same answer.
I'm not asking if they're going to play.
Exactly, and I'm not going to answer you either, okay? I mean, it's not, it's great to have them out there. They're refreshed, and they're energized, and we're going to work them through, and we'll see where we are day by day and by the end of the week. We'll be this week, we'll be next week. Time will answer that question. So.
Mike, how's Clay's progression?
Clay had a good workout today. So tomorrow, how he feels in the morning will be the true test. But everything went very well in his work today. So hopefully he's passed this and we can get back out on the practice field.
At this point, Mike, how much of a factor could he be in a game like this?
Clay Matthews?
Yeah.
I think he'll be a big factor if he's healthy and hopefully he is. And we'll look for him to go out and play to the level, you know, that he's established, in such a young career. So he'll be a big part of the game plan if he's ready to go.
How's Brandon Schiller coming along?
Brandon practiced well today. I had a chance to watch him, and we'll see how he is tomorrow. But I thought he looked a lot better today than he did last week.
Did Mike Neal have a setback of some sort, Mike?
Mike's just not really progressing, and he's out this week. I mean, he really has no chance really to get ready for this week. But he's not making the progress that he'd hoped at this point.
Have you had to change any junior staff, change any coaching techniques due to the NFL's emphasis on helmet hits and things like that?
I wouldn't say we changed any techniques. We work fundamentals, you know, every Tuesday and Wednesday as far as tackling and yak and tack yards after the catch. So we continue to teach the fundamentals, no different than the way the players were taught at a young age. So it's with player safety has always been in mind. But we haven't changed anything from that standpoint.
Does that concern you, though, that lose a player just like that?
I'm sorry?
Does it concern you that you could lose a player from a suspension standpoint just like that?
Well, it's part of our game. It's you have different rules and emphasis that increase year to year, and I think any time you hold player safety at the forefront, I think it's smart and it's in the best interest.